Prime Minister Dr. Rav Gonsalves says, given the challenges faced by the COVID-19 pandemic, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has to utilize the best tool in the toolbox against the virus. And that tool, he says, is getting vaccinated.
From September the 8th, you begin to see the spikes. And we know yesterday we have 38 new cases. A couple of days ago, there was a death of a 41-year-old woman who didn't have any pre-existing condition. She got COVID and she died. 41 years as a young woman. I have never said, and I wouldn't say, that COVID is a death sentence like HIV and AIDS was in the 1970s and 80s. But nobody could catch AIDS, HIV and AIDS, walking the streets of Kingston. Nobody could catch HIV and AIDS if you don't wash your hands. Nobody could get HIV and AIDS just because you're in a crowded place. But you can get COVID. And please, let's line up from today and start taking this vaccine now. Please, let us be logical people. Let us work together as a community.
Prime Minister Dr. Rav Gonsalves. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Jamaica says effective today, it will postpone the administration of the Pfizer vaccine as it awaits the expected arrival of a second shipment of the Pfizer vaccine in the coming weeks. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the development affects 82,000 people who receive their first dose, which has a recommended 3-week wait between the two doses. He stressed that there's no cause for alarm, as according to the World Health Organization guidance, second doses of the vaccine can be given up to 6 weeks and as long as 12 weeks. Internationally, the European Union's top official says ramping up COVID-19 vaccinations in low-income nations around the world is the number one priority right now and committed another 200 million vaccine doses to Africa. And healthcare workers in France face suspension from their jobs starting today if they haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate was approved by France's parliament over the summer to protect patients and the public from new surges of COVID-19. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.